The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
1986. You can have whatever you want.
Come to the Cotswolds. Certain things are going to happen to us in a place like this.
Having an opponent
makes life much more exciting.
So that's clips from The Rivals. That is Gilly Cooper's The Rivals, which has been turned into a Disney Plus streaming vehicle with all of the great and the good in it, including Ireland's own Victoria Smurfit, who is with us this morning. Victoria, how are you?
I am excellent.
Now, I was telling you during the break that I had forgotten that I had interviewed Gilly Cooper and that it was coming back to me how nice she was and how down to earth she was and what great crack she was. And you were saying the first time that you met her was the most intimidating room you have ever been in.
Bar none. We walked, it was the read-through for Rivals. And it was held in London in the big, I've never seen a table so huge. I've never seen so many people. To the left were all the Disney execs. To the right was Gilly Cooper. And then you're looking, there's Danny Dyer. There's Catherine Parkinson. There's Nafisa Williams. There's, oh my God. Oh, there's, ah. And Aidan Turner. I'm like, Aidan, hello. And he was sort of like my port in the storm of just going, oh, thank goodness. But it was terrifyingly brilliant.
How did you find Gilly? He says like they're still on first name basis, but I did get on well with her the last time I saw her.
Of course you did. And Gilly is, she's like Paddington Bear, has a twinkle in her eye, and I'm sure she hides her marmalade sandwiches somewhere very rude. She is delightful. Like, she is properly the most delicious woman.
And were you a fan prior to this? Now, you have to say you were, but were you really?
No, but I 1,000% was. I was stealing my mum, I'd see her in the garden laughing her head off, thinking, what is this book with the red stiletto on it that she, and so I'd squirrel it away and was reading it and thought, oh, I see why she loves it. And so read all the books, all of them, the Octavias, the Bellas, the everything. So when this came up, I was like, oh, I have to. And I loved Maud so much when I was reading it, and to be able to then play her and then marry Declan, like, it was all the wins.
Tell us about Maud and Declan for those unfamiliar.
So In the Cooperverse, in Gilly Cooper's books, she deals very much with the upper echelon of the British societies and their mores and their quirks. And then in the middle of this, she drops a bomb of an Irish family that are passionate, noisy and feisty and fiery and crazy, and they drink too much, and they're all just, but they have the most eclectic, honest relationship, because they just, they can go from fire to ice in 4 seconds and back again. And Aidan Turner plays Declan, and I'm his Mrs. Maud.
Now, talk to me about the thing that Gilly Cooper is famous for, raunch.
Oh,
is there much of it?
Yeah, there's tons of it. There's absolutely tons of it. But what's brilliant about the sex scenes, I guess, in the show, are they all tell their own individual stories. So some of them are purely comedic. Some of them are really intimate and loving and kind. Some of them are a power play. Some of them are violent. Like, it's extraordinary. You tell all these stories within those scenes. So it's not just about, oh, there's a bit of flesh you wouldn't normally see.
I'm intrigued, though. It's not often that somebody can talk about a production and not just talk about the sex scene, but the spectrum of sex scenes.
Honestly,
throughout it. Are you ever dressed in this thing?
I'm occasionally in clothes. No, it's brilliant. And actually, the clothes in the show, it's so nostalgic. I'm dying for you to watch it, because you've got the music, you've got all the big banging tunes, you've got the hair, you've got the makeup, you've got the outrageous gear. It was just, it was like playing in a toy shop every day. It's great.
It must also be nice. You talked about the read through and seeing the Disney executives in the corner. Every now and then you do a production where you think, this is a small independent production and I hope it finds an audience.
Yes.
If you're looking in the corner and Disney is sitting there with their briefcases full of cash.
Yes.
It must be a nice feeling to know this thing has heft behind it.
You know, it is glorious. And Disney have absolutely backed us all the way. And they literally put the power of Disney behind it. And everywhere from being able to even access the incredible big banging tunes to The money in the sec declaration.
Oh, of course, they have to pay for the rights for all the music, which costs a fortune.
Absolutely, absolutely. And to the detailing on, in the costumes, to the detailing on the sets. Like Dominic Hyman did the sets, and they were, we were talking about this yesterday. You'd open drawers and there would be proper 80s stuff in the drawers. Now, you're never going to see it, but it was like an immersive experience. You were just back in the 80s. And yeah, God bless Disney. They've been amazing.
Does that make a difference for an actor? Is it easier if everything is that detailed around you?
In a funny kind of way, I get yes, because you don't, for a lot of the cast, God bless them, they're a tiny bit younger than me, they weren't around. So they're like...
Well, you were barely around yourself.
Oh, I was around.
Ah, you weren't.
I was.
No, you weren't. You weren't of an age to be clubbing in the 80s.
Not clubbing, no. I think I would have gotten a lot of trouble. But what was amazing walking around, say, Maud and Declan's kitchen, I'm going, oh, my mum had that cookbook and I remembered that brand of cereal. Or it's completely nostalgic.
What was it like to work with Aidan Turner?
Oh, he's a joy. He's
had you worked with him before?
Do you know, we'd done The Clinic, but we'd never done scenes together. As he said, he was the lowly receptionist and I was the big consultant upstairs doing clear and trying to learn the long doctor jargon. But I saw him backstage.
See, this is the thing I've always wondered about with actors. If you are acting in a series, let's take Star Trek as case in point, where there is a military hierarchy, does that apply when you're off? So does William Shatner end up being the main guy because he happens to be captain of the starship? Same way, does it affect your relationship when you're not filming because you're the consultant and he is but the lowly receptionist?
What a great question.
Oh, thanks very much.
No.
Moving on.
But a great question.
Thanks, great. I love those questions that finish in a single word answer. So, having worked with him as the lowly receptionist, you now, is he as dishy in person as we, is he?
Fine. He's just, you know, he's a gentleman and he's kind and he's hardworking and he's professional and he's funny and he just happens to be a good looking dude. Like, it's sort of the least interesting thing about him.
Sickening, really.
Disgusting.
So where are you living this weather? Because you obviously came to fame in Ireland, and the sense that I get it was your big break was Ballykiss Angel, and that it sort of developed from there and took you overseas, both to the UK and the US. Are you now Irish based, UK based, US? Where?
I'm in London. I'm back in London. I've been back there about 4 or 5 years. 5 years. Yeah, we left LA a good amount of time ago, and yeah, in London. Happily married, kids. My eldest is a college heir and loving it. You suddenly realise that Ireland is in your DNA because she's just slotted straight in and loves it. And the other two are.
But does London feel like home to you now?
Wherever I kind of am is my home. So I'm quite sort of. No, Ireland will always be home. It just will. But wherever I am, I'm, you know, where I lay my hat, that thing, I'm happy.
Good to hear the happily married, because I read you did, you talked about the experience of your own divorce and you had a description of...
Oh dear, what did I say?
Oh, it was one of the most harrowing things. You described coming home, having dropped the kids to school, and you said that there was three steps to the bedroom directly in front, inside the front door of where you were living. And you described simply going into the house, lying down and spending the day at the bottom of the stairs till it was time to go back and pick up the kids. And it was the saddest thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, pain comes for all of us in different, you know, forms. And that was how I coped. It wasn't for the longest time. But yeah, there was many times where the step was as far as I could get.
But that now gone, past, all dim, all happy and well.
Yeah, I'm. You know, you got to break some eggs to make a happy omelette.
Tech saying, Anton, I remember back in the day reading Riders, the main man, Rupert Campbell Black. Jilly Cooper has some imagination. Do you remember the scandal involving the reissue of Riders?
No.
The original copy of Riders had a cover that was extremely raunchy when it was released in the 80s.
The jodhpur, the bottom, the whole shebang.
That one.
Yeah, you can't unsee that.
Well, they softened it for the... No. They did, for the 2000s version. They made a much more anodyne version, much less... And it was a similar setup, but it was just everything was a degree down. Which
really?
Shows how,
well, I can tell you that the show is a degree up.
How many episodes have you boxed off at this point?
8, and they all drop at once on Friday. So your weekend is sorted. I mean, absolutely, because it is, Yes, it's raunchy, but it's funny. It's packed full of heart. It'll make you teary. It'll make you care. It'll make you shout at the screen. It's an absolute riotous romp of fun.
And is it self-contained in 8, or do you have to wait for the call from Disney to say, we're going again, lads, this is season 2?
Well, honestly, please God, we get the call and we get to do it again. Oh, I'd love that. We all would. Every single one of us is just like, we want to do more. So, yes, hopefully, that comes. Who knows?
But as you say, I mean, we must assume that that is Disney's planning. If they've gone to the bother of putting together a vehicle this large with this many.
You never know. Like, what is it my granddad used to say to me? You know, make a plan and give God a laugh. So, you know, you never know. It depends on whether people watch it. It depends. They click on the button, they sit down and they decide to enjoy themselves. And
do you have a sense of it? When you're in a production before it airs, do you have a sense of, yeah that's going to work?
Yeah.
Do you?
With this, I think we all, it's funny, we all had this sense of, oh my gosh, this is just, it's joy. It's complete and utter joy. And I thought, well, you kind of don't want to, you don't want to tempt fate, but we were all thinking, I think we've made something really good.
Will you watch it?
Yeah.
Even with yourself in it? Because I understood you didn't like watching yourself.
Oh, yeah, I'm sort of over that. Like, who cares? It's not brain surgery. And really what I'm doing is
what about
is
your
I'm
method,
watching,
Victoria? Your
oh,
method.
My method. I'm too tired for a method. But I'm watching my friends. So I'm watching what Danny was doing and what Catherine was doing. And, you know, that's the bit I really love.
Well, best of luck with it. Hopefully it finds a giant audience. Rivals coming up Fridays when it's dropping. And all 8 episodes dropping on the Fridays.
So all 8.
Binge your weekend away if you want. That is Victoria Smurfit.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.